Hello, and welcome to the 10-minute guided heart-centered meditation practice to promote loving kindness toward those who present us with difficulty or challenge. This is Dr. Kathy Kemper at the Ohio State University's Center for Integrative Health and Wellness. This guided practice of loving kindness meditation is adapted from the work of Jack Kornfield. More guided meditation practices can be found at www.jackkornfield.com. This guided, heart-centered practice can help cultivate a sense of loving kindness and compassion toward others, create a sense of connection and common humanity, and build resilience. For some, this practice may be quite similar to a practice of forgiveness. It allows us to extend goodwill towards others without condoning their actions or encouraging us to behave in ways that jeopardize our safety. Many people find it easier to begin loving-kindness practice for themselves or a friend, family member, or pet who is easy to love, or even neutral acquaintances. Extending loving-kindness and compassion to those we believe have harmed us or who present us with some difficulty or challenge may be considered an advanced practice best built on a sound experience in more basic practices like mindfulness or loving-kindness toward ourselves or those who are easy to love. If at any time you feel uncomfortable with this practice, please feel free to stop and try another practice, returning when you're ready. Each time we repeat the phrases of loving kindness, we nurture those seeds in our hearts, making it easier to express kindness in our daily lives. Research supports the notion that as we generate positive emotions such as kindness and compassion, our awareness broadens. Our creativity and problem-solving capacities blossom. We become more effective and more able to be the kind of people we want to be. To begin this practice, find a safe, secure, quiet place where you know you will not be disturbed. Please don't listen to this recording while you're driving. We will keep track of time for you and ring a gentle chime when 15 minutes have elapsed. Sit or kneel upright in a comfortable, stable position where you feel fully supported and secure, and your back, neck, and head are straight yet relaxed. Or lie down on your back in a comfortable place. Make sure you'll be warm enough. You might want to get a sweater or blanket if the room is cool. Loosen any restrictive clothing that would prevent you from breathing comfortably. Allow your eyes to gently close or maintain a soft focus, gazing 6 to 12 feet in front of you. Take a slow, deep breath to bring yourself to the present moment and begin the process of feeling more peaceful and centered. Breathe into the belly so it expands as you breathe in and contracts as you breathe out. Now take a minute or two to mentally scan your body with gentleness and curiosity for any areas where there is tightness, tension, or soreness, and breathe your warm, oxygen-filled breath into that area. As you breathe out, let the tension release. Again, breathe into any areas of tension or soreness, your warm, comfortable, oxygen-filled breath, and breathing out, releasing any tension. Now notice, without judgment, any strong emotions, any worries, fear, sadness, grief, anger, irritation, jealousy, desire, or judgment. Just breathe into those emotions of suffering, noting them with gentleness and kindness toward yourself, knowing that all human beings have such emotions. This is just a part of being human. We can simply allow those emotions to flow out as we breathe out. Another breath into any uncomfortable emotions, and breathing out, releasing them. Now, any thoughts of memories, plans, associations, fantasies, anything that takes your thoughts away from being here in this moment, breathing, being aware. Just breathe into those thoughts And as we breathe out, allow them to flow out as well. Another breath to release thoughts of memories, plans, and fantasies. To center ourselves in the present moment. Now that our bodies, emotions, and thoughts are a little clearer, a bit more spacious and open, we can note the stillness from which deep love, kindness, forgiveness, and goodwill arise. Breathing softly and regularly, recognize there are many ways I have hurt or harmed others and myself. I have betrayed or abandoned them, caused suffering, knowingly or unknowingly, out of my own pain, impatience, anger, fear, sorrow, ignorance, or confusion. Let yourself feel your own sorrow and regret. Silently ask for your own forgiveness for acting and speaking in ways that have brought harm, difficulty, or challenge to others. Rest for a moment in this forgiveness and compassion toward yourself. Now think of a person who sometimes challenges you. It might be a toddler who repeatedly says no, a teenager who tunes you out, a partner with an annoying habit, or a colleague who said something that rubbed you the wrong way. Or it may be someone you don't know well, someone who cut you off in traffic or cut in front of you in line, someone whose words irritated you, whether heard on the radio or television. Recognize that this person who presented you with a challenge is a human being just as you are a human being. A human being who wants to be safe, who wants to be healthy, who wants to be peaceful and happy, who wants to be free from suffering and causing suffering to others. As you think of this person, breathe gently into your heart and let yourself feel all the emotions you have carried and the barriers you have created to keep yourself safe. Let yourself feel the pain of being closed off and separate. Now recognize that there are many ways we have been harmed by others, abused, abandoned, betrayed, knowingly or unknowingly in words or actions. Feel the sorrow carried from the past and sense that it is possible to release the pain by extending forgiveness and goodwill, not condoning another's painful words or actions, but connecting to another human being through forgiveness. On the next breath, remembering the ways another's words or actions have hurt or harmed me, wounded me out of pain, fear, anger, sorrow, ignorance, or confusion, to the extent that I am ready, I offer forgiveness. To those who have harmed me, I forgive you. May you be filled and surrounded with an ease of your suffering. May you be surrounded with compassion. May you be safe and secure. May you be well and comfortable. May you be at ease, calm, peaceful, and happy. May you experience clarity and wisdom. May you be filled and surrounded with an ease of your suffering, surrounded with compassion. May you be safe and secure. May you be well and comfortable. May you be at ease, calm, peaceful, and happy. May you experience clarity and wisdom. Another breath. Hold holding that person in compassion, forgiveness, and loving kindness. If the pain is very great, you may not feel a release, but you may be more aware of your own anguish, fear, or anger. Be aware of these feelings with gentleness and tenderness, without judgment of whether they are right or wrong. Emotions are simply a signal. Forgiveness and compassion toward another cannot be forced. Be aware of your genuine feelings in this moment. As you are able, continue extending forgiveness, loving kindness, and goodwill to whoever comes to mind for as long as you wish. We rest in this sense of forgiveness to ourselves and others, adjusting the phrases and images as we like to cultivate a deeper sense of loving kindness and friendliness toward those we encounter in our daily lives. We know we can return to this practice whenever we wish, anywhere, anytime. When we finish, we notice with interest and curiosity the feeling of the body, emotions, and thoughts. Not judging, simply noticing. We gently stretch our hands and arms, feet and legs. We open our eyes and bring our focus to the present place and time. Thank you for practicing this guided, heart-centered meditation to cultivate loving kindness, forgiveness, and resilience.